What's going on, everybody? This is Patriot Underground here. Now, before we begin the show tonight, I just want to say a quick word on behalf of my partners over at patriotundergroundgold.com. Now, if you haven't already heard by now, major stock market sell-offs have been happening very recently. It was actually reported at the end of Q4 2023 that Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, and Bill Gates combined to sell off $11 billion worth of shares in companies that they have had very substantial positions in, including their own. Bill Gates in particular actually dumped 65% of his portfolio. So obviously, folks, this is preparation for what we know is coming. We've been talking about this for a very long time, a black swan event. You've heard more and more mainstream type figures talk about a black swan event, most recently Katherine Herridge. We know that this is coming. The bottom line is that this news is a barometer of a major economic downturn, bare minimum. So if you have money that's tied up in the stock market, you have a 401k or an IRA, and you haven't diversified or shifted all of your assets out of the fiat debt prison and into precious metals, luckily you still have an opportunity to do so. But I would caution folks that that window is very rapidly closing, because as conditions deteriorate, the demand for gold and silver is going to continue to surge. And even though I'm not a financial advisor, I can read the tea leaves and I can see what's happening. All of us can see what's happening. The direction that the whole world is headed is toward asset-backed currencies. And in the case of the United States, gold and silver specifically. And so if you purchase now, while these precious metals are still being suppressed, you're going to put yourself in a very good position to be able to capitalize on the transition into the new economy, into the quantum financial system, as Nasara and Jesara are rolled out. So I would highly urge people to act now while you still have the opportunity to get in at a very good price and be able to have that peace of mind and knowing that no matter what happens in the stock market, your money is going to be safe and secure in precious metals. And very likely, you're going to capitalize, like I said, on this transition. So click the link below. If this applies to you, don't waste any time, folks. I'm telling you. This is coming, and it's coming fast. PatriotUndergroundGold.com. My partners are absolutely incredible. They're going to work as quickly as you do to bring you the peace of mind that you so richly deserve as we head into this chaotic storm and we experience this financial transition. PatriotUndergroundGold.com. All right, folks. Thank you so much for listening. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is April 14th, 2024. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight, I'm going to do a situation analysis report, and certainly there's a lot to talk about. As a matter of fact, I know everybody's mind right now is focused on the Middle East, but we're going to go back, and we're going to talk about some things that happened leading up to this big event, starting with the eclipse, and we're going to talk about FISA, and in general, just kind of touch upon the geopolitical tensions that have been building that have led us up until this point. So let's just go ahead and dive right in. There certainly is a lot to talk about tonight. Now, let's go back and talk a little bit about the eclipse. Now, obviously, this did not result in the big event that everybody has been hoping for. Obviously, at that point in time, a lot of folks were looking to the eclipse and thinking that this was going to be some sort of a major moment. We were going to have a big breakthrough. That didn't happen, but it did serve a very important purpose, a useful tool to prepare for the emergency broadcast system. And it was very interesting because Dan Scavino put out a post, and I want to give credit to Dave over at News Treason for pointing this one out, that got cut off at 22 seconds, which pointed to drop 22, where Q tells us that the National Guard is under Trump's control and has been for this entire time, going back to March of 2020. We know that Trump is the commander in chief, and certainly we know that he activated a million National Guard troops. And so in that post, Q actually makes reference to Lincoln, who used the military to save the Republic during the Civil War, and also pointed out the fact that the masses tend to panic in such situations. Therefore, the importance of the drops themselves. And that's actually going to be a very important theme of tonight's episode, as I'm going to explain as we move forward. But Q has been telling us since the very beginning, even in these early drops, this is drop 22, that a grassroots movement was about to start and then it was going to lead us down a path, ultimately where we're at now, but a path toward peace and not civil war and not world war, even though it looks as if we're trending in that direction. And that's why these posts are so important. You told us that there was not going to be any war. There was not going to be any civil unrest. There was going to be clean and swift. Now, post 22 also informs us that the National Guard can and does work in conjunction with the Marines. And the post asks, do conditions need to be set to authorize? Well, that's really interesting. We have to remember that the context of that drop goes back to November 1st of 2017. This was pre-COVID. The White Hats knew that this bio attack was coming. And at this point, the National Guard was involved in multiple missions associated with the Q operation, the 2017 eclipse, hurricanes, wildfires, multinational quote-unquote training exercises, working with NATO, working with cyber command. So this has been happening now for quite some time. And of course, this led to the creation of Space Force in December of 2019, just before the quote-unquote pandemic broke out. And that led to Trump's federalization and mobilization of the National Guard with Executive Order 13912. So was Trump's mobilization of the National Guard cover for NATO infiltration and an all-important house cleaning that Q referenced many times? A clean house is very important. It doesn't just refer to the government, especially if the military is the only way. It also refers to clearing out all the corruption within our armed forces. So the National Guard has been working with Marines, has been working with Naval Intelligence, Special Forces, and certainly the Space Force to conduct covert operations to defang NATO and units of the military, of course, that are loyal to the deep state. And this is a theme that we've been talking about having to do with the war in Ukraine now for quite some time. So how does the eclipse tie into all this? Well, it was a very interesting psyop, I think, in a lot of ways to prepare the public for military intervention and to deploy resources for the scare event. It wasn't really about the eclipse itself, but rather the narrative prep that went into it. Now, Jesse Waters did an amazing video that was shared by Trump. I want to show this video and break it down because I think this was absolutely fascinating. Take a look.
Ask Donald Trump. The last time we experienced an eclipse, the president stared right into it, and then it was over. And he was fine, and so were we. Well, some things have changed.
Folks, enjoy the eclipse, but play it safe. Don't be silly.
This year, Biden doesn't want you to see what's coming and wants you to forget what happens next. Trump eclipse, a bad omen for Democrats. A mythical dragon devouring their power, so they bang the dictator on day one drum and raise hell. And if that doesn't work, only human sacrifice will save them. But good luck finding virgins in D.C. Heavenly bodies are aligning.
All right, so that was only just a small sampling. I wanted to keep it limited to the information that I wanted to highlight here. Now, let's just kind of break this down. The opening banner reads, everything goes back to normal after eclipses. Now, this is a calm, folks, that's telling us that this inverted reality is very close to coming to an end. And this eclipse, it's almost being used as a metaphor here for the passing darkness. This journey has always been about coming out of the darkness and into the light. The light returning after the sun blots out the darkness temporarily represents the restoration of our republic and the justice that we demand. And then Waters goes on to say, quote, this year, Biden wants you to forget what's coming and he wants you to forget what happens next. We all know what's coming. And so does Jesse Waters. This is not a reference to the election. Comments like this are designed to ensure plausible deniability. But let's be honest, folks, we all know that this has got to come to an end before the election of 2024. And I've talked a lot about that. Now, I'm not going to get into a huge discussion about it tonight, but suffice to say, I do believe that all of this talk about the election of 2024 is just merely for optics. What Jesse Waters is saying here is that the deep state was using the eclipse as yet another distraction, but it's not going to stop what's coming. Now, the banner then transitions to Biden doesn't want you to see what's coming. And notice the emphasis on sight, which alludes to the awakening. What happens when you wake up? You open your eyes, you begin to see things. The eclipse metaphor is actually perfect. We're being told that the entire fake Biden presidency has been a temporary and necessary distraction to usher in this new era. It's actually brilliant. And just like the realignment of celestial bodies, which have repositioned with the passage of time in accordance with God's plan for humanity, nothing can stop what's coming. So then the next segment transitions to a video of Trump eclipsing Biden, as the screen reads, the most important moment in human history. It's not about Trump's return to power optically, but rather what it represents, light returning after a season of darkness. And then Waters says, quote, the Trump eclipse is a bad omen for Democrats, so they bang the dictator on day one drum and raise hell. Now, raising hell is an interesting choice of words, indicating not only the evil of the cabal, but also referencing what's coming during and leading up to this major scare event. But his next choice of words is far more important. And this is what really got my antenna up. He said, and if that doesn't work, only human sacrifice will save them, but good luck finding any virgins in D.C., end quote. Wow. So let's unpack that for a moment. Human sacrifice. How often have you heard that on mainstream media? I mean, just that phrase. How often have you heard that? Probably never. This is a massive red pill to prepare the public consciousness to digest the truth about evil. And we've talked a lot about crumbs. You talked a lot about how crumbs are digestible, but they ultimately make bread. And it's also a direct reference to satanic rituals, which are carried out openly with false flag attacks. And certainly 9/11 being the most glaringly famous example of that. And so he's not only telling us that the deep state manipulates fear to cling to power, but that they'll sacrifice human lives in order to do it with false flags. And then he mentions not being able to find any virgins in D.C. Now, is that a reference to children being rescued from the dumps, from the diverting of the Potomac? I happen to believe it just very well may be. So, folks, I could go on and on about the eclipse. A lot of people thought that it was going to be a nothing burger. I said that I didn't think that we were going to see any major events transpire on that day, but certainly that it was going to be very important for the narrative prep. And it turns out I do believe that that was an accurate assessment. So let's switch gears a little bit here and let's talk about the whole drama surrounding FISA. And then we're going to get to the Middle East. So this was another big development that happened this week, another very, very important delta. So let's go ahead and take a look at Q Post 3921. Okay, so here you can see we have a truth by President Donald Trump. Kill FISA. It was illegally used against me and many others. They spied on my campaign. And it just so happened to coincide with Post 3921 on April 9th of 2020. FISA indictments equals start Q. So then we had this vote move forward, and obviously it was designed to wake the American people up, to piss people off, because the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act is warrantless spying against Americans. Everybody knows it, and most people, a vast, vast majority of the people in this country do not support FISA. So why did this happen? Why did we not see the GOP-led House do what they're supposed to do and protect Americans' liberties? Well, because this is a movie, folks. And because Mike Johnson is on a very short leash, he's being controlled by the White Hats. How do we know this? Well, it just so happens that the vote total added up to 17. And not only that, we saw Trump on that very same day do a joint press conference with Mike Johnson, the man of the hour that everyone was so disgusted with, telling everyone that under very difficult circumstances, he believes that Johnson is doing a good job. That's a con, folks. He's letting us know that the White Hats are in control. And ultimately, when you interpret Trump's statements along with the Q posts, you can see very clearly that we're watching a scripted movie. So when you look at the FISA vote and how it went down, how Trump responded to it, how it was preceded in the narrative, the deltas, etc., it's very obvious to see that this is yet another scene in this pantomime. And again, it's designed to get people to wake up. And indeed, that is happening. I know that a lot of people out there are very, very frustrated right now. I've talked a lot about it. As a matter of fact, I'm one of the few who actually gives voice to these feelings that we have and have to navigate this entire time. And certainly, the fact of the matter is, folks, despite how tired we are, we need to look at these proofs. We need to see that the floodgates are actually getting ready to open. The deltas are what renew our hope. There's no substitute for overt action. I get that. And I understand that the weight of being awake increases with every passing day, and the window of reversing the fraud of 2020 is rapidly closing. I've discussed that in some detail. And this is why, despite my overall faith and optimism, and really ultimately my firm belief, I would say, I'm a Q loyalist, I don't shy away from exploring the what ifs that we all ask ourselves. And I'm reminded of those shared thoughts and feelings each time I broach this topic for the audience and I give voice to the immediacy of those concerns and the situation that we're in. Now, I recognize that all of us have gone through peaks and valleys along the way. I know I have. I continue to. And each day we're forced to fight to maintain our balance, to maintain our perspective amidst an absolute deluge of information, much of which, in fact, you probably even say most of which, is completely false. It's disinformation. It's propaganda. It's a movie. It's designed for the normies, not for us. And that process, even though it's not designed for us, it's caused a lot of stress, but it's also caused us to grow immeasurably. The spiritual development that we've had to undergo, that growth, is not without purpose, folks. Yes, it's taken its toll on us, but the fact of the matter is that we are continually striving to remain grounded amidst all this natural anxiety and coupled with the passage of time, looming events which have the potential to go in the opposite direction that we anticipate. But despite all of that, we ground ourselves in the Q proofs. We need to focus on comms and not feelings. Even though we experience those feelings, we talk about them. At the end of the day, at least for me, I hang my hat on the proofs that Q is continually providing us, that the White Hats are providing us and have been this entire time. Nobody told us that this was going to be easy. Nobody promised that it was going to be a nice walk in the park path to get to the eye of the storm, the precipice of destruction. And you've heard me talk about this multiple times. At the end, even the people like us who are awake, we get to that moment, that precipice moment, the eye of the storm, it's going to get scary. And it's going to look as if the whole world is coming to an end. It's going to look as if World War III is breaking out. And on that note, why don't we just go ahead and talk about what's on everybody's mind right now? And that, of course, is the situation in Israel. Now, why don't we frame this discussion here by showing a couple of quick clips of what transpired last night. These have been circulating the internet, and then we'll go from there.
וואו. ממעל אדומים, יש ממעל אדומים.
صبرت, انا صبرت.
المطار,
المطار. المطار,
المطار. المطار, المطار.
How's it doing?
Okay, so some pretty dramatic images that have been going absolutely viral. I was on Telegram last night following all the events as they were transpiring, as I'm sure most of you were as well. And it looks as if this is the beginning of World War III, right? That's what Albert Pike told us, that World War III was going to emanate from Israel in the Middle East. It was going to be between the Muslims and the Jews. And ultimately, it looks as if that's exactly what is shaping up right now. But as you've heard me talk about many, many times, folks, this is an example yet again of the parallel construction of the White Hats and the New World Order, the cabal, the enemy, the deep state. And since I mentioned his name, we might as well go back and revisit a couple of those very famous quotes. He said, quote, "The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world." And then, of course, he goes on to say the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And then, of course, it goes on from there. And so, again, it looks like the beginning of World War III. It looks like the deep state is in control and they are manipulating the world into their trap once again. But not so fast, because we had yet another very interesting delta that I'm going to show you right now. So this takes us back to April 14th, 2018, six-year delta to the day post 1146. Expand your thinking, the date versus actual. Here's the key part, Iran next, trust the plan, April showers. Showers, do you believe in coincidences? And indeed, Israel was being showered with drones and missiles and rockets, etc. So how did they know that? How many coincidences until mathematically impossible? We've asked that question time and time and time again. And it still has to be asked, folks. Even at this late stage, even when we're all tired, even when all of us just want this to be over, the fact of the matter is we have to recognize where we are. We have to have an intellectually honest conversation and look at all the proofs that tell us that the Patriots are in control, that we are, in fact, watching a movie. There were 331 drones, missiles, and rockets that rained down, that showered Israel. Just so happens to add up to 7. Of course, we also heard information coming from the fake Biden administration. They said that, first of all, they said that they had shot down some drones over Iraq and Jordan, I believe it was. But they also made it very clear that the United States would not be involved in any offensive action against Israel. And of course, we go back, we trace this whole situation back to where it started, the false flag with Hamas, and we connect the dots of how we got here. And we can see that Israel has been increasingly isolated this entire time. Now, when this attack, this false flag happened, and Hamas flooded into Israel and killed a bunch of people and so forth, the world, as it typically does, supported Israel and understood that there needed to be. And again, we're talking about what's on the surface here. We all know that this wasn't an organic situation. We know that there was a stand down. We've already discussed this and established this. But on the surface, the world does what it did, what it typically does, which is to offer Israel its support and to understand that a retaliation was necessary. But we also know that this was a move that was made by Netanyahu and the Zionists, because there have been massive, massive protests for months now against him. In fact, probably more than months, going back years. He's been getting increasingly unpopular. He's had his own investigation, criminal investigations into bribery and corruption and so forth. Let's go ahead and just take a look at a clip from a recent protest. So you can see that the Israeli people are awake. They do not like Benjamin Netanyahu. They recognize the Zionists for what they are. And ultimately, folks, this was all set in motion, this false flag, in order to rally the Israeli people, to get them, to distract them away from everything that's going on with Netanyahu. But in fact, it has backfired massively. And so what do they do? What do tyrants do in this situation? Well, they just continue their tyranny. They double down, triple down, quadruple down. And so what started with this false flag attack from Hamas then led to this massive operation in Gaza. We're told that Israel has already set a date for the ground invasion. And then, of course, there was the strike in Syria against the Iranian embassy that set this process in motion with Iran. And I've talked about how Iran is very much a wild card in this whole situation, determining the direction this is going to go and how this is all going to unfold. But ultimately, one piece of the puzzle connects to the other, connects to the other, and here we are. Now, we all knew that the Middle East was going to get hot. We all knew that at a certain point in time, Israel was going to be moved on. I actually anticipated that we were going to see Taiwan and that whole situation prior to Israel, based upon what Q told us, that Israel is being saved for last. But we also know that the fluidity with which this operation has unfolded has to be something that is always taken into consideration. We never really know exactly what the sequence of events is going to be. Now, Trump came out while fake Biden was hiding somewhere, not discussing this, not addressing the American people on what appears to be the possible eve of World War III, certainly given the United States and their ironclad support of Israel. Biden didn't come out, fake Biden, and address the people, but Trump did at a rally. So let's go ahead and take a look at that clip.
What's going on with the world? What's going on? Everybody's fighting. Russia, Ukraine, Israel, the Middle East is blowing up. Everything's blowing up. China's going to be next with Taiwan because of weakness. China's going to be next. What's going on? He said, bring Donald Trump back as president and it'll all stop. It'll all stop.
Very interesting choice of words from our commander in chief. He said, bring Trump back as president and it will all stop. He didn't say elect Trump as president. He said, bring Trump back. And as I've been talking about, folks, all my commentary on the election, that's really what this all comes down to. This is not about an election. We've been told over and over, it's not about another four-year election. That's not what the Great Awakening is about. That's not what we've been fighting for. This hasn't been a years-long campaign to simply get Trump reelected into the White House. In fact, it's been a campaign to get justice for 2020. We were repeatedly told 2020 is not over yet. Repeatedly told that fraud vitiates everything. Repeatedly told that if we don't have justice for 2020, that we'll never have another free and fair election again. And so there's a myriad of reasons, and I've broken them all down, why I firmly believe that this has to be dealt with. This whole situation has to come to a head prior to the 2024 election. Now, obviously, this is a situation that we're going to have to wait and see, but I don't believe, folks, by any stretch of the imagination, that we are going to see an election under normal circumstances come November. Now, if I'm wrong, well, that raises a whole myriad of questions, and I've talked about those questions in recent episodes, so I'm not going to break that down in further detail, but suffice to say that we're in a situation right now where we have a very narrow window between where we're at in mid-April, it's hard to believe, mid-April 2024 to November, a mere 7 months at that. And obviously what we're seeing is huge developments that are pointing toward that pause that Trump also has referenced many, many times. And I think that represents the EBS. It represents the transition away from the fiat debt prison and into this golden age of Nasara and Jassara. And more importantly, the justice that we've been fighting for and demanding this entire time. And by the way, on the topic of money, of gold and silver specifically, well, what are we seeing? Gold has hit all-time highs. Of course, there was some profit-taking and there was some efforts to hammer it back down, as they typically say. Same thing with silver. In fact, that might have even been a more important development. Silver spot price at one point this week hit $30. And so with all of the de-dollarization that's taking place, with all of the BRICS countries that have essentially isolated the fiat dollar, the king dollar, the petrodollar, with the Chinese yuan overtaking it in terms of trade settlement in all these different countries, particularly Russia, with the announcement of Zimbabwe going gold-backed, the country that had the most hyperinflated currency out of any other country in the world just so happens to be the first to introduce an actual gold-backed currency. What does that tell you? We're seeing gold and silver prices respond to that. That's why I'm always telling folks, PatriotUnderground Gold.com, PatriotUnderground Silver.com. The people who made this transition and rolled their 401ks and their IRAs over into gold and precious metals, they're the ones who are actually smiling right now and very happy with the decision that they've made. And by the way, you still have the opportunity to do that, folks. I think that we have a narrow window before we transition into the QFS, but still in all, you have the opportunity not only to protect your hard-earned money, but also to capitalize on the transition into the quantum financial system. I've said that all along, and guess what? The people who have made that decision, especially the ones who did it months ago before the prices started to shoot up, they're experiencing exactly that right now. And so, folks, so many good things are happening. We've got Elon Musk meeting with Javier Milei in Texas. Milei is doing some amazing stuff. I understand that a lot of people are still on the fence about him, given his background, the World Economic Forum and so forth. But certainly he's been embraced by Trump. He's now being embraced by Elon Musk, who, of course, is a very, very important figure, probably next to Trump, the most important white hat public figure implementing the plan right now. Of course, you could make the case for other world leaders, but suffice to say that Elon Musk is a pretty important guy. Javier Milei, rubbing elbows with him. We also found out that the former Argentinian president, Alberto Fernandez, had his assets frozen, and he's caught up in a corruption investigation. Very similar to Netanyahu, by the way. But some amazing stuff is going on, folks. But it's going to get a lot crazier before we get to the finish line. We've got Russia testing ICBMs. We've got Russians also delivering arms to Niger. What we're witnessing right now is an unbelievable shift in the global power structure. The paradigm that we've always known is coming to an end. We're coming out of the darkness and into the light, like I talked about when we were getting into the eclipse a little bit earlier. This is the most important time in all of human history. And I know that I go through a lot of different emotions, just like you guys. I mean, this is a roller coaster. And on certain days, it looks very, very dark. And that's exactly the way that it's supposed to look. But then we're reminded, and probably most importantly and significantly, on those dark days, we're reminded by the deltas, by the proofs, by all of these coincidences, that they're in fact not coincidences, and that we are watching a pantomime. We are watching the fall of the cabal. The journey that we took, the path that we chose together, that we've been walking hand in hand, has led us up to this point. And I'll be honest, folks, over these past 6 months, especially, I think it's probably been some of the darkest times that we've seen within our movement. And I've been very open and honest about that. But as much as that negativity is there, and we know why, because the deep state is doing, they're activating all of their assets, deploying every weapon that they have on every battlefield of this war, including, and perhaps most importantly, the battlefield for consciousness. They're deploying all of their weapons, all of their assets to do everything that they can to try to induce negative energy, to try to cause division, to try to get people to turn on one another. But it's not working. Like I said, they're going to have their moment. They're going to have their time. Every dog has its day, and it's very easy to manipulate people when they're afraid, when they're feeling cynical, when they're at the end of their rope. And you hear these voices come in and say, oh, it's all been a fake. It's all, you've been duped, and all of these podcasters are bad, and all of these truthers are bad, and everybody's been lying to you. Yeah, on certain days that might be kind of appealing to the ear, let's just say. And it may be, even be something that on a really dark day yourself, you might find yourself resonating with that a little bit and thinking, maybe they're right. But you know, those pesky truths keep coming back. We're seeing now why the Q operation was so important. It wasn't just to educate us. It wasn't just to start this grassroots movement, but it was for moments like these, for seasons like these that we're going through, when it gets really, really dark. And it feels as if all hope is lost. It feels as if we've been lied to. It feels as if that nothing's ever going to happen and we're never going to have any big breakthrough moment. I mean, heck, I've talked about this. You remember I talked about the Diddy raid and thinking, wow, this would have been an amazing opportunity to give the people a win, to turn things around, to to shift consciousness massively in the right direction to move that needle. And I stand by those comments. But yet again, I have to admit, I don't have all the information. I'm just another talking head out there, I guess you could say, another person with an opinion, a patriot who's well-researched. Yes, absolutely. But I don't have all the details. I don't know how these decisions are made. None of us do. But that's why these Q drops are so vitally important. Because when it looks as if the world is spiraling into world war, when it looks as if the American people are going to be continually spied on for the rest of our lives, we're never going to get justice for anything. When it looks as if our leader Trump is being persecuted and he's facing jail time and he's facing bankruptcy and all these things, what always happens over and over and over again? Maybe not immediately. Maybe we have to go through that 48 to 72 hour period. But eventually what we see happening is God communicating to us directly. God's got his hand on Trump. That's why all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Truth Social deal, the merger went through, became $6 billion richer at a time when they're trying to drain all of his money to cut his legs off. We've seen so many examples of this. I just went through the Q posts having to do with FISA, having to do with Iran, and there are going to be more along the way. That's what these posts were all about. To ensure that the people, that the awakened patriots out there, no matter how we feel, no matter how angry we get, that we never lose hope and we never lose sight of what's actually occurring here, that we're in a continuity of government situation. And we have been now for several years. And the optics that they can create, both sides, are incredibly convincing. We see these viral videos going around. We hear all the chatter on the internet. We absorb all of that cynicism, all of that fear, all of that negative energy that's being manipulated by certain individuals within our movement. But the Q posts are the counterbalance. And of course, at an even deeper level, our faith and our knowing that God is faithful. God doesn't lead us to anything that he doesn't want us ultimately to go through. If God brings you to it, he can bring you through it. And so here we are at this most incredible time in human history. And I'm here to tell you folks that, yes, I'm going to continue to do what I do. I'm going to be honest about my feelings, about my thoughts. There may be certain days when I have to vent about that. And we have to have these conversations and talk about the journey and the emotions, the spiritual weight that we're carrying. We have to acknowledge that. And I think that's a big part of the plan. It's always been. I think Q knew, the Alliance, the White Hats, they knew. Going all the way back to the stolen election, that people like myself were going to get activated. They didn't know who. Well, maybe they did. I don't know. But they certainly knew that after COVID, after the stolen election, after January 6th, that people were going to activate, truthers were going to emerge, not just to bring people analysis and information, but also to guide people through the process. And I never imagined that I'd be one of those people because, again, I'm just an ordinary person. But I happen to have a show and a perspective that resonates with a lot of people. And so we come together, and that's part of this whole journey. It's not something that we should say, don't ever do that. Don't ever question anything. That's crazy. We're supposed to question everything. But we have to use our discernment. And the more that we do, and the more that we go back to those cue drops, the more that we examine, as much as people may get frustrated with it, all of these coincidences that can't possibly be coincidences. And we look at what Q told us was going to happen and what's ultimately happening in terms of the trajectory of the war. I use that term very often because it's not about dates. It's about events. And we know that disinformation is necessary. Q told us that, but he also told us that it was over before it began. How many times have we talked about Sun Tzu and the Art of War? You don't go to war unless you've already won. It's been over for a long time, folks, and we're just watching this play out. And we can see it. And even though we may question it, and even though we may have bad days, dark times, indeed, ultimately, we can see what's happening. We know. It's not a matter of even believing for me. It's knowing. God is faithful. This is His plan. And all of us have been a part of it. We're a part of history. We're living through a moment that no other generation has ever before and probably ever will again. A moment that we were chosen for. A moment that we're blessed truly to experience. And when we get to the other side of all of this, like I've said many times, there's going to be an acknowledgement, not only of what it took to get there, but also that we would do it all over again, knowing what God has in store for all of us and actually experiencing that golden age. This is a war. And war, by definition, sucks. Nobody likes it. Everybody wants it to end. But we also know what we're up against. We also know that this is the most wicked, depraved darkness and evil. I don't even have words. I run out of words to describe what this war has been all about. Yes, it's about ultimately human consciousness, recognizing that evil. It's about humanity coming together, unifying, and never forgetting what this experience has taught us and moving forward into the future, ensuring that we've built a world for all of our future progeny that is going to be a relative Eden compared to the world that we were born into on earth as it is in heaven. We are living through biblical times, folks. So I just urge everybody out there to please, please go inward. Take a little time off if you need to. I've had to do that too. Even though I feel the pressure of wanting to put out more podcasts and more information for my audience and feel that sense of responsibility, I also know that I have a responsibility to myself to be at peace. My friend Dave XRP Lion likes to say, rest, resist every stupid thought. Remember who and what you are. Remember what we're fighting for. Remember everything that got us here. And you'll renew your faith all over again. We don't have long, folks. We're at the very ending stages of this journey. So take the time, pray, ground yourself, remind yourself of how lucky you are. Remind yourself of how beautiful this world is, of how good God is. Envision that future because it's just over the horizon. God wins. All right, everybody. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Please do me a favor and let me know in the comments and hit that like button if you did. I also want to briefly mention my sponsors. Well, first of all, PatriotUndergroundGold.com and PatriotUndergroundSilver.com. I touched upon during the course of the show tonight. But just a reminder, folks, this is not commercial gold that I am trying to sell people. This is an opportunity for folks out there who have existing 401ks and IRA accounts to roll them over into precious metals. Every time I talk about precious metals and gold, I always get comments of people telling me, oh, I can't afford gold. Nobody can afford this. Nobody. Look, I'm not trying to sell you anything, folks. I'm trying to give you the opportunity to roll over your assets and protect them as we go through this transition into the quantum financial system. As I've said all along, if you make the move, you put yourself in a position not only to protect your hard-earned money, but also to capitalize on this transition. And guess what? The people who listen to my advice are doing exactly that right now. Gold and silver are breaking out big time, folks. Yes, we're headed toward an entirely new era. The quantum financial system is going to make this fiat debt prison that we're living in right now, well, not only is it going to be a distant memory, but it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be like nirvana, a relative paradise compared to everything that we've always known. This debt prison, they've had their boot on our throat our entire lives. I've talked about this on multiple different shows. This is how they suppress humanity, by keeping us in debt and keeping us sick and keeping us ignorant and distracted. And all of those things are coming to an end. So I urge everybody to click that link. This is the best company in the business. I have had zero complaints from anybody since I started, and I partnered with them, and I stand behind that partnership 100%. So highly, highly encourage folks to take advantage of this opportunity while you still have that window available to you. I also wanted to mention switch-stores.com/Patriot Underground, the best place to get all of your personal and your household products. They have hand lotion, deodorant, cleaners, detergents, essential oils, vitamins. It just goes on and on and on, folks. An amazing spread of products, some of which are the best that I've ever used, are favorites in my house. I made the switch 2 years ago. I never looked back. I get constant good feedback from the audience on this. It's a no-brainer. This company competes directly with the big box conglomerates. They stand and support and sponsor truthers like myself, individuals like myself who are doing the very best that they can to bring you truthful information and analysis. It's a no-brainer. Shop with the good guys, folks. switch-stores.com/Patriot Underground. Click the link today. I also want to mention my locals community, patriotunderground.locals.com/support. If you click on that link, you can become a member for $5 a month, and you can get first access to all of my new content. And you can participate in the Patriot Roundtable discussions that we have, as well as live Q&As and so forth. I'm going to be scheduling another live Q&A very, very soon. You can also make a one-time donation if you don't wish to have it be a monthly commitment. So thank you to everybody out there who has made that donation and supported my work. I'm still trying to move in the direction of full-time podcasting. It's taken me longer than I had hoped. And ultimately, it's in the Lord's hands. It's in your hands. So do everything that you can to support my work. And finally, I will say the one other option you have to do that is patriotunderground.shop, my merch store. I have the new logo that was designed by Dave XRP Lion. I also have my original logo, the one that you can see behind you right now. And I have it on a number of different products, stickers, beer mugs, t-shirts, hoodies, etc. Very high quality products, folks. Do me a favor and go click on that link and pick one or two up today and support me if you can. God bless everybody. I really do appreciate each and every one of you. I love all of you, and I wish you nothing but the best. I'll be back soon with another report. And until then, Patriot out.